Welcome back. You're with the news at one. The long list for the Booker Prize has been announced. To tell us more, we're joined by Sinead Crowley, our arts and media correspondent. Sinead, this year the rules have been changed. The judging panel has been increased. The number of books publishers can submit has been altered. But crucially, American novels can be entered.
Yes, it used to be Commonwealth, British, Irish and Zimbabwe novels. But this year, any novel published in English by a UK publisher could come in. So people were terribly worried that the Americans would come and they would take over. But interestingly, the long list is out today. 13 books. And four are American. Well, they're calling Joseph O'Neill Irish-American. I put him down as Irish for the purpose of this, but four American or five if you include him as Irish-American, six British, two Irish including Joseph O'Neill and one Australian. So a fairly decent spread there. They haven't completely taken over, but there are four American books on it. Although Donna Tartt isn't on it, which was the person who might have been expected to be there.
And she for The Goldfinch, which won the Pulitzer.
Yes, that's right. A lot of people had talked about her, but she's not there. But who is there American is Joshua Ferris, Richard Flanagan, Karen Joy Fowler and Siri Hustvedt. Karen Joy Fowler, a book that a lot of people might have read called We're All Completely Beside Ourselves, about an American family with a rather strange secret. And if you are going to read that one, I would say don't Google it beforehand because it will ruin it for you if you find out what the secret is.
Okay, so Donna Tartt not making it was a bit of a surprise. What about books in there that perhaps you might not have expected to have been included?
Well, I suppose the good news is Niall Williams is there, a County Clare based writer for History of the Rain, so he should be delighted with that inclusion. It's about a woman living in a small part of County Clare and she's been sent home from Trinity College. She's not well, in capital letters. She has a mysterious illness. We're not sure what it is, but she's surrounded by the thousands of books left to her by her father and she's going through her family history. So great to see him there. Joseph O'Neill as well, as I mentioned, is in there for The Dog, which hasn't been published here yet. It's about a lawyer who goes to work in Dubai and I believe there's mentions in it of being in the doghouse. But a lot of people will have read his book Netherland, which might be familiar with people because it was Impact shortlisted and it sold very well here when it was out, so people will remember that. In terms of other ones to look out for, David Mitchell is there with his new book called The Bone Clocks, which a lot of people are looking forward to. He's other books like Ghostwritten, he'd be a very popular writer. And a writer called David Nichols with a book called Us. He wrote One Day a couple of years ago, which was a multi-million seller. I think it sold about 5 million books and it was made into a movie. So again, in terms of recognition, a lot of people will have read One Day and will be looking out for Us. Elsewhere, people like Ali Smith, Howard Jacobson is there, of course, who's a previous winner, Neil Mukherjee. So as I say, a decent spread from all over the world and we have until September to read them all. There'll be the shortlist in September and then the overall prize in October.
Okay, thanks indeed for that, Sinead. Sinead Crowley, our arts and media correspondent there.